This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. KYUK is running a series of profiles on Bethel City Council candidates ahead of the October 5th election. There are six candidates running for four open seats. Each seat is for a two-year term. KYUK municipal reporter Olivia Ebert spoke to candidate Jess Schroeder about her priorities for the city.
Jess Schroeder has lived in Bethel for nearly 5 years. In that time, she's volunteered on the City Planning Commission and has developed ideas for revitalizing Bethel's zoning map, which she says is decades old. She says she wants to make Bethel friendlier to entrepreneurs and small businesses. She says her interest in city planning comes from some unique childhood hobbies.
I know how to look up how a tax assessment was and how somebody's property, whether it was zoned agricultural or commercial or, I don't know, I was a weird kid, I guess.
Schroeder has spoken in the public comment section of recent city council meetings. She spoke out against the council's decision on the Bethel bed and breakfast ordinances. The new rules placed restrictions on Bethel B&Bs in residential zones.
I felt that their decision kind of stymied economic growth. I felt that it penalized our current residents that had been taxpaying, licensed business owners, productive members of society that were paying into our system, generating revenue.
She says Bethel shouldn't be restricting businesses and should instead support them and use them to increase the city's revenue stream through taxes. Schroeder also spoke out in a recent city council meeting opposing the city's timeline for its vaccine mandate. She said employees should have had more than 2 weeks between the time the mandate was announced and the time it goes into effect. The mandate holds that by Monday, all city employees must either get the first dose of an FDA-authorized COVID-19 vaccine, get an exemption, or be fired. Schroeder has been a registered nurse for 15 years and comes to Alaska from Florida as a proud seventh-generation Floridian. She says after growing up in rural Florida, she knows what it's like to be from somewhere that, quote, isn't for everybody. She says she loves the community in Bethel and sees herself living here in the long run. That's why, she says, city development is important to her. The municipal election will be October 5th, and early voting has already begun. To learn more about voting here in the Bethel municipal election, head to KYUK.org. While there, you can listen to a full interview with Jess Schroeder and the entire Bethel City Council Candidates Forum. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.
Turning to education news, the Napakiak School sits on the edge of the community's eroding riverbank. The Lower Kuskokwim School District has received state funds to demolish it. Governor Mike Dunleavy signed the budget bill into law last week. It includes $3.1 million for the project. KYUK's Greg Kim reports on what could happen next with the building.
Napakiak's principal says a school is within 30 feet of the Kuskokwim River during high tide. The building needs to be removed soon to avoid it falling into the river. But despite receiving funding to do so, LKSD won't be demolishing the building right away.
We need to move through a process of, one, determining which route we're going to take and then putting together the demo package and going out to bid for that. So that takes time.
LKSD Superintendent Kimberly Hankin spoke with KYUK in early September before the funding for the Napakiak School had been fully approved. She said the district is planning on taking down at least part of the school sometime this year. But before that, the district will consult with engineers to decide how much of the school to demolish.
If we did a complete demolition, then we would need more portable classroom space. But we are looking at the idea of a partial demolition and then continuing to access a portion of the existing building. But I won't know much more on that until we actually get feedback from the architect and engineers.
Whatever amount of the school is demolished, at least some, maybe all of the students in Napakiak will be in portable classrooms soon. The high schoolers have already evacuated from the main school into an unused building next door because their classroom was closest to the river. They will stay in those makeshift classrooms until a replacement school is built. The state has not yet funded a new school, which is estimated to cost over $40 million. However, Superintendent Hankin says that the state approving funding for demolition at least means the legislature is aware of the situation in Napakiak.
I feel more optimistic than ever that we're heading in the right direction.
As of now, Nepakiak is fourth on the state's priority list for new school buildings. The state did not allocate any money for new school construction projects in this year's budget. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
In more education news, Nunapichuk's Matthew Enoch is the first recipient of the annual Victor Gonrilak Memorial School Community Advocate Award. The award was created to recognize the Lower Kuskokwim School District's school community advocates who play an important role in fostering a positive environment in the district schools. KYUK's Greg Kim has more.
The award is named after Victor Gonrilak, who served as a school community advocate in Tununik for 20 years before passing away from cancer last year. Here's LKSD's lead social worker, Megan Crow.
He was someone who had a motto of live with love and compassion.
Crow says the district employs 15 to 20 school community advocates. Often operating behind the scenes, they take on a variety of roles to connect LKSD's schools with the communities they reside in. For instance, many of them take attendance. If they notice a student is missing classes, they might talk with the student and the parents and brainstorm solutions tailored to that family.
They're liaisons between the school and community, and they play a really huge role in making students feel safe and accepted.
Matthew Enoch, this year's recipient of the Victor Gonrilak Award, has been the school community advocate in Nunapichuk for 23 years. Nunapichuk's principal, Michelle Gorby-Teft, says Enoch takes on any task for the school, like communicating with the village council about COVID-19 regulations. Enoch knows all of the students, she says. He knows their strengths and weaknesses, and he knows how to talk to them.
He's always available. I mean, even when he eats lunch, if a kid comes by and needs something or needs to talk, he's there. You know, he gives tirelessly of himself to help our kids emotionally, physically.
Enoch says part of his job is to be a social worker for the students.
I mostly listen to them and I give pointers or how they can deal with an issue, and I encourage them to talk to their parents.
Sometimes, Enoch says, students come to him with heavy subjects. That's a challenge he's willing to take.
The moments that I'm most happy about in my work is when I know that I made a difference in a student's condition at the time, or when I know that I was able to help a student go through a difficult issue.
Megan Crow says LKSD has relied on local school community advocates to improve the culture and climate of the district schools for around 25 years. For nearly all that time, Matthew Enoch has been an important part of that in Nunapichuk. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.